Grant Sherwood is in Alexandria for us. What's the picture there?
Well, I've just arrived and there are thousands of people gathered in the square where there's been demonstrations for a week now. There's a big, beautiful mosque here and there are prayers going on at the moment. The imam is praising Allah and people are responding. But I've spoken to a few people and people feel very much that Mubarak is on his way out. It's only a matter of time. People are saying that all they want is what we have in the West, which is free and fair elections. I've asked people whether they support the Muslim Brotherhood, and people are saying it's a very mixed picture, that maybe 30% of the country would vote for the Muslim Brotherhood if there were free elections, but there may be liberals and communists and all sorts inside the new government. They just want to have a fair representation. They're saying there's been a dictatorship here in Egypt for 30 years. They've had enough, and they want Mubarak to go.
I've just been looking at footage of hundreds of thousands of people gathered in Cairo. Is news of the size of the demonstration there filtering through?
I don't know, actually. I will ask people. I mean, I also, just before I came out, I looked on TV and I could see amazing scenes from Cairo. But this is certainly the biggest demonstration so far. I don't think it's going to approach the scale of the demonstration in Tahrir Square in Cairo. But it's very big for Alexandria and for the are very good-humoured, but they're very clear about what they want.
And just give us an idea of how the security forces are handling it.
Well, like in Cairo, there's lots of tanks and soldiers around the outskirts of the area that I'm in at the moment, but there's no sign of police or army inside the square itself. I think they're keeping quite a close eye. I've just spoken to one man, though, who says that he believes that there are security forces in civilian clothes infiltrating the demonstration in Cairo and possibly here too, and saying that they're Mubarak supporters. And he says that this is an attempt by the regime to show support for Mubarak, but it's all coming from plainclothes security officers.
We've also had reports that the roads to Cairo have been blocked. Did you get any sense of that on the way to Alexandria?
No, when I left, the roads were actually very, very clear, very quiet. There were army roads blocked outside Cairo and coming into Alexandria, and also civilian checkpoints too, because there's a lot of vigilante action here in the sense that civilians are checking people as well. But there's this is in the outskirts of the city. Inside the city itself, inside the city itself, there are a lot of tanks on the street protecting key buildings and some of the big Western hotels. But as I say, there's no visible sign of security officers inside the square.
Okay, Harriet, thanks very much.
Okay.